Thank you very much, James. And it's Steve Dale right here, standing right here, not moving an inch for Mr. John Williams. I'm happy to be here. And I'll tell you, you know, had I put out requests, I mean, what do you guys want me to talk about? I really think that number one on that list might be CBD. And we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about the most common New Year's resolution that people ask more than anything else. This is what they think. I'm going to work out. I'm going to lose a few pounds. I'm going to get into shape. That is, for Americans, number one on the list. And we were talking with Ron Potosnick, Train with Ron. And we were talking to him about that, and it occurred to me, you know, CBD is such a big thing that I wonder if people come in saying, do I use CBD? Can it help or not? And he really didn't know the answer. He said, it's not my wheelhouse. Well, we have two guests in the studio. It is their wheelhouse. Maddie Holman is here.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. And also Nick Salage from The Good Life CBD.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You guys look like you do live the good life.
Thank
Healthy.
You.
So a bit closer to those microphones, please. And the first question will be, in fact, and by the way, you can all ask questions too, 312-981-7200, because I know there's huge interest in this. But my first question is, the same question I asked him, this is your expertise.
Right.
So I want to get in the shape. I want to work out more. I might even want to lose a few pounds. Can CBD play a role in any of that?
Of course it can. The reason why it can play multiple roles, because you need your sleep. If you work out, you need your sleep. So you'll have better sleep. And everything when you work out happens during sleep. Your gains, your muscle repairing, everything happens in your sleep. So you need good sleep. It also helps for post recovery, meaning after the workout, for muscle soreness, pain. And there's
a lessening inflammation.
Right, there's a lot
I
of,
imagine.
Of course. Yeah, so there's a lot of vitamin stores now, or our store also. We carry amino acids with CBD in it for post recovery workout.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So instead of just going to the health food store or whatever it is and getting the amino acids or the amino acid drink or whatever it was that Ron may or may not, I don't know if he recommends it, but a lot of personal trainers do.
Yeah, amino acids
this,
are good.
Yeah, but this is a combination of CBD and
amino acids, yes.
And
so
for
you
sleep,
get the best of both worlds.
And for sleep, I know you combine melatonin sometimes.
You could combine melatonin, or you can take either melatonin or CBD.
Or
both.
Or
you
both.
Can take both. But certain people...
Well, I think you guys actually have a product that has both, right?
It has both.
See, I do my homework.
The thing is, some people don't like melatonin because for some reason it makes them wake up groggy.
Really?
Yes. Oh. So CBD doesn't do that. But there's 2 out of 10 people probably, from what I've seen, they don't like melatonin, so they stay away from melatonin because they wake up groggy.
So the Good Life CBD, there are lots of CBD shops. There are, I think... There are as many of those as Starbucks, like, really.
Right. Well, they've been opening a lot lately.
Yeah.
When we first started, people didn't know nothing about it.
So how do I know? Like, in my neighborhood alone, I could think, I've got a little map in my head, right? Yeah. And I could think of 3 locations that are within, like, 4 blocks of one another, you know? So how does one know which location to go to, and then which products are verifiable, or are they all?
Well... First, you have to, if you go to a location and you have no idea about CBD, you want somebody to tell you what it is. Same thing as you would walk into a dispensary for, you know, what strains do you want? What's for pain, depression? Is the same thing. If people don't have knowledge about it, you'll know more or less. If you go to a tobacco store and you buy CBD, because a lot of tobacco stores carry CBD, they know nothing about it. They just sell it to you. That's all they know.
All right. Yeah, a lot in your answer there that I want to ask you about. So there are places now where in America, and I don't know that this has happened in Chicago yet, but it could, where you go into a convenience store, you know, the 24/7 stores, those type of stores, or even a gas station, and they're selling CBD products. So are you saying, Maddie, maybe stay away from those places?
Definitely. Gas stations, we frown upon. Actually, a lot of our customers come to us through reviews, like Yelp,
sure.
Google, you know, Facebook. And we're very knowledgeable over there at Good Life CBD. So returning customers come from way far off, as far as Carl Stream, Indiana even, through referrals as well. Because just our product alone is... People love it.
Right. But in general, avoid places you that want don't places, specialize.
You want places that have lab reports. You should request lab reports for everything, see how much CBD contains.
So you walk into a store. I want to back you up a little bit. This is interesting. So you walk into a store, and you've not been there before, and it's not the Good Life that you know, because Steve Dale had you on the radio, so you're trusted. So it's a different place, right?
Right.
And you walk in. Do you say, give me a lab report? I mean, a lab report on what?
Once you get interested on the product and they talk to you and they show you the product and you want to decide you want to buy this product, you want to ask for lab reports for this product. They should have every legit should have lab reports with it.
And Maddie, you get a lab report. I don't know. It's like reading a medical report. I mean, how do you know what you're reading?
You're looking at the percentage of CBD that the oil actually carries.
Uh-huh. No, that's fine.
It has graphics.
But how do you know what percentage is right?
So you
look at it, you say, 16% of this or that.
It's for pesticides, anything that shouldn't be there. It should, you know, TEC, if it's full spectrum or broad spectrum, there's a lot, you know.
What's the difference?
Full spectrum has everything. Has CBD, very little TEC, just traces, but TEC is also beneficial. So it has all the 100 components. That's full spectrum.
So let's define those terms. So it's in the news today. Turn on the news. This news station is any other. You know, there are lines around dispensaries because January 1st, today, THC is now, or marijuana, or cannabis is now, medical cannabis included, is now all legal in Illinois. I think I said that right.
Right.
That's different than what CBD is. Can you explain all that?
Well, THC is the psychoactive component of marijuana. It has its benefits, but CBD has more benefits, and some people don't want to get high. You know, they want all the benefits without getting the psychoactive effect.
Right.
And plus they have jobs, government jobs.
You want to drive.
So they don't want that in their system, you know, but they still want the benefits. They don't want to take pain pills and benzos, you know.
Opioids.
So there's so much to ask here. 312-981-7200. I know a lot of you are calling in, and we'll get to those phone calls as soon as we can. You could text as well. So I want to talk about the medical benefits a bit. So do I come in and I see you? Do I come in and tell you what my doctor said? Should I see my doctor first before I come in and see you? Then there's the confusing question that many doctors now understand, but some doctors and a significant percent say, that's just a bunch of hooey. Yeah. So what do you do, Maddie?
Well, when customers come in, we always recommend that you go get, you know, your doctor's
diagnosis
mm-hmm. first. Then they all come in and say, you know what, my doctor, I'm just done with him. What can I do with CBD? I want to try CBD. I want to be off of these opioids because mm-hmm. it's not helping me.
And it's not only opioids. Sometimes it's painkillers of other kinds.
Yes. Yeah.
Benzophenes, a lot of the Xanax and those.
Right.
A lot,
psychoactive drugs?
Basically, but it's so addictive. Like, we see a lot of people come from anxiety. Most of the people come from anxiety and depression, and a lot of people don't want to take those because they're so addicting.
Sure.
And it's a crisis out there with those, so they don't want to take that route. They want to take the healthy route first.
Mm-hmm. So come in, explain what you're interested in doing, and then you can match them, or a proper store would be able to match them up well.
Correct. Really, it's based on experience, research with all of our customers, what they've, because we start at 250 milligrams, the oils that we offer, 500, 1,000, 3,000, and 5,000. It's usually, if people just want to start and see and get their body acclimated to it, they start at 250 mm-hmm. milligrams, which is the lowest dose that we carry, and they start to work themselves up.
And that's the best. Is that the best way to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
We have lots of phone calls. We're going to get to those phone calls. 312-981-7200. There is lots to talk about. People are hugely interested. And that's a good thing.
Yes,
we're talking about, we're talking about CBDs. We have experts here who will answer your questions. 1044 on WGN. We're talking about CBD on WGN. That would be the topic John Williams would want me to talk about, I'm sure. And Marianne, you're on WGN Radio talking to our experts who live the good life. Good morning, Marianne.
When you're on, and I'm so sorry about your dog.
Thank you.
I have two, and they're geriatric, and I am dreading the day that we will no longer have them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, it's very difficult. Yep.
It is very difficult.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And yes, anyway, so my question is, I'm very confused about the legal ramifications of using marijuana in our state when it is still considered illegal federally.
All right. And you know what? That's a great question. And in addition to that, I have now some texts that are, because it's confusing, guys. So to our guest, Nick and Maddie from The Good Life, it's not confusing. But marijuana just became legal. That's very different in many ways than what you guys supply, which is CBD. So I think talking about the difference between the two, again, would be helpful. Marianne, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, there is two plants on the cannabis family, is hemp and marijuana. Hemp is high in CBD, low in THC, and marijuana
and THC is the psychoactive part of it.
Right. And as long as it's under the 0.3%, it's legally federally. So hemp, our products are all extracted from hemp.
And they're legal.
They're legal.
You go into your store and the police do not follow you.
You don't need a medical license, nothing.
Right.
And then you have marijuana. Marijuana is high on THC, low, very low on CBD. Sometimes it's very low. But they both carry each other's component. But like I said, with hemp, it's not psychoactive. It's not enough to be psychoactive.
Right. So I think that's a good explanation. I hope it is. So what are the advantages? So you talked about one advantage, and that is potentially getting off some of the drugs that we may even be potentially addicted to, right?
Right. It also helps with the withdrawal symptoms. So let's say if you were on opioids for a long time and you start weaning off of them, you start taking CBD, it will help you with the withdrawals. The way it does this, you have a whole system that produces CBD. It's called the endocannabinoid system. Mm-hmm. So you have receptors located everywhere throughout the body, your brain, your nerves, your organs.
So that's the amazing thing. So I learned that myself from the animal world, and I know that because our dog systems...
Sorry to hear about your dog.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So our dog systems work pretty much the same way ours do. So so I know about it in animals. And again, I need you guys to explain this better than I'm about to do it, because I'm an amateur at this. but essentially, if I hurt over there and have inflammation, the CBD's through the endocannabinoid system, they kind of know where to go.
You have receptors. Every designated medication, I mean, every medication has designated receptors. So if you're taking a painkiller, it adds a receptor for that painkiller.
Right. So it's like you have a headache. Tylenol knows to
go on that receptor.
Right.
Right.
Right. But on the other hand, if I ran too much and my knee hurts, then it goes there. This is kind of similar.
Very similar, but it's even better because it picks up for every receptor. You have receptors located all over your body when it comes to CBD. You have a whole system. Even mothers that are breastfeeding, they produce CBD on their milk.
Hmm.
So
naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
Who knew that?
Yeah.
Who knew that? And it's legal.
They came up with, if I'm not mistaken, 1991, Israeli scientist came up.
What I like about you guys is you guys are steeped in science as well. So do you look at some of your competition, some of the other purveyors, some of the other stores, and they'll sell anything to anybody? And that kind of gives you guys, or the industry, if you will, a bad name, if you will, if you understand what I'm asking.
Right, especially if they go into tobacco stores. I don't know about others, but if they go into tobacco store, I've heard them, you know, talk. They really don't know anything about it. You know, they just want to sell it. But when people come to our store, me and Maddie especially, we try to build a relationship with the customers. You know, we have chairs. They sit down, talk to us. Because a lot of people that have anxiety or social anxiety, they really don't like it. But once they're comfortable, they tell you about everything. Then you recommend the certain dosage they need.
They have chairs.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you've got chairs. Yeah, yeah, chairs.
We're almost set up like a cafe. They're very comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. They leave giving us hugs.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, about the cafe... Now there is, I just ordered some tea online that has CBD in it. Mm-hmm. I am told if Starbucks isn't doing this, that they will be doing it. And other well-known coffee places, you know, where you go in and get your coffee, that there will be CBD in the coffee, which to me seems like caffeine and CBD.
No, it's actually great because it helps with the jitters that the coffee gives you.
Really?
It helps tremendously with the jitters. A lot of people love the coffee and CBD.
Soda will have combination. Soda will have CBD.
That is so counterproductive because I don't like sugar. It causes inflammation. So what's the point of you taking CBD?
Because everything now, people are interested in it. So marketing people are interested in it, knowing they can sell things. But what you seem to be saying is have it make sense first.
Right. It's like taking sugar, two spoons of sugar, and taking some CBD afterwards. You know, it's like really counterproductive.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, Nick frowns upon things that have sugar.
Yeah.
Because everything is popping up nowadays. Pop, soda.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Candy.
Yeah. Candy with CBD, I'm all over that.
Mm-hmm. Just read.
Chocolate?
Yeah, we have chocolate with CBD.
We sell chocolate there, yes.
Yeah. So that's okay?
Yeah. I mean, not, but
it's more
it tastes good,
fun.
Though, so I like it.
Chocolate!
He loves it.
Yeah.
But we also have some parents who have the autistic children that give them the chocolate, as opposed to the oils or...
I see.
Because
they'll take it.
It's easier, yeah.
That's a very good point. Maddie, how did you get into all this?
Like I said last time, I actually... one of the owners, I used to do his taxes, actually.
What?
But, yes, that's how it ended up happening.
Okay, so you're not in jail. That's good.
And my mom actually, before she passed away from pancreatic cancer, she had all of the side effects from the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And it actually helped her with... The CBD actually helped her with her nausea and just the anxiety of having... you know, cancer. And that's when I came into the industry.
So now medical marijuana will be easier to come by, or marijuana in general, and you can use it for whatever you want. So is that competition for you?
In a kind of way it is, but that all depends on the consumer. And the consumer, if they want the CBD extracted from cannabis and they want to pay all those taxes, and dispensaries are very expensive, plus the 45% tax, I believe it is 45%. So.
Well, and you're not necessarily cheap either. So is that also, do you pay for what you get? Because I've seen in fact, one of the over-the-counter convenience stores, products like yours, or at least they say they're like yours. I'm sure they're not, because yours might be, I'm making up a number, $50, and theirs might be $2.50. I mean, there is a huge discrepancy. So if it is that cheap, is that a red flag as well?
We have full spectrum means it has all the components, all the 100 components that is cannabinoids that are on hemp. It has them in there and they work perfectly together. Then you have broad spectrum, everything is in there, and then the THC is removed, and then you also have isolate, basically CBD, nothing else. That makes a difference in the price.
In price.
When it's full spectrum, of course it's going to cost more,
but then you get
all the benefits, cannabinoids.
Right.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And the legal limit of the 0.3 THC.
Right.
Okay, so what I also saw about you is that you will deliver to people.
Yeah, yes. We do deliver to
That's
people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're like Amazon.
Yes.
That's very good. Yeah. But if you want to, and I suppose it's better to actually meet people and talk to them about what their situation is, where are you guys located at?
6158 West Grand Avenue.
Okay. And that's the Good Life CBD?
Good Life CBD.
6158 West Grand Avenue,
yep. Chicago, 60639.
Okay. if they want to send you a letter, now they can. Yeah. And your website?
www.naturallygreencbd.com.
Okay. Maddie, Nick, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.